Our tale begins with John and Marcia, the two sweethearts so different in personality, but so alike in spirit.
You wouldn't have to have any Pepto-Bismol, would you?
I'm hungry.
Yes, I'd like a corn dog to go, please.
Marcia!
John, where's my hot dog, Dad?
You have got to be kidding.
Now for our feature presentation.
Welcome, friends, Romans, and countrymen. This is your host, Robert Sushi, and I'd like to ask you to join us for a special presentation by America's all-time favorites, The Kisses. They will be performing the stunning sequel to Love and War. This new production is a dramatic reenactment of those people who went to that one place and did that one thing. They had a great time. Join us now as this heartwarming tale unfolds, the tale of love in a jungle treehouse.
The story begins with Marcia, a petite, young, and headstrong businesswoman. Marcia is headed for a relaxing vacation cruise off the beautiful coast of Madagascar. It's known for its rare and beautiful different creatures.
Oh, look at the black swallowtail of the Lepidoptera class.
I would call it a butterfly.
She was extremely independent, one of her best qualities.
Oh, I simply must call Mommy and Daddy. 1-800-CALL-ATT.
But this unexpected businesswoman is about to bump into the man of her dreams.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Here, let me help pick up your papers.
That's really nice of you. But first, get me out of this light!
In spite of their difficulties, John managed to surprise her with his heartfelt invitation.
I was wondering if you'd like to go out to dinner tonight. I was thinking someplace nice. I hear Kmart has a really nice little diner.
Are you sure? I was thinking more along the lines of Dairy Queen.
After a brief yet very heated argument, John and Marcia were sitting side by side on Kmart's rotating stool.
I'd like a big and greasy with an extra large order of Big K fries with a super-sized large cream milkshake and... Oh, and an appetizer of jalapeno poppers. Honey, what would you like?
Well, I don't know. I've been watching my calories lately. I'd like a child's portion diet mini cheeseburger.
During their romantic candlelight Kmart cuisine, Marcia and John were engaged in some exhilarating and in-depth conversation.
So, John, what do you think? Should I go with the mauve or the burnt sienna? I've always hated picking out curtains. John, are you listening?
I was trying to decide whether I want a banana split or a double-double chocolate fudge sundae.
After Marcia's curtain dilemma was somewhat resolved, Marcia and John decided on the absolutely perfect dessert.
Scoop, scoop, yum, yum, rug of ice cream premium. Mine low fat, of course, with pure prune extract.
John took pleasure in escorting Marcia to her exquisite living quarters.
Well, here you are, Marcia.
Thanks, John. I've always loved Motel 6. They always leave the light on for you.
Marcia put into practice her well-polished manners. Looking directly at a native, she politely made clear what she wanted.
Yo, kid, bags. See bags. Put into building. Comprende?
Yes, ma'am, but that will be $4, blood bags.
Wow, how do you know English?
Hooked on phonics. It worked for me.
After John's departure, Marcia decided to become accustomed to her humble abode. After an extremely slumberful night of quiet and relaxation,
over 500 cable channels and absolutely nothing to watch,
Marcia awoke well-rested and alert. She solemnly prepared for another hot day in the heat of the tropics.
Where's my oil of Olay?
An urgent knock at the door diverted her attention from her grueling duty routine to the solid oak door of her hotel room.
I have a message here for a Miss Martha Johnworthy.
The messenger handed her a neatly folded piece of paper. As her trembling fingers unfolded it, she sighed as she gazed at John's neatly legible handwriting.
How can I read these chicken scratches?
The letter's message made her heart pound. The letter said,
Martha, meet me at Target's little cafe. We need to talk. I have something very important that I want to ask you. Your dearest John.
After a black cup of coffee, two glazed donuts, and a saturated bowl of choco chunks, Marcia hurried over to Target where she saw her beloved John waiting patiently for her. Her heart pounded when she saw him dressed in his authentic garb.
Marcia, do you like my new striped pantsuit? Purple is always complimented my complexion.
Marcia sighed as she remembered the sincere note in her pocket. She sat down next to John and nervously adjusted her glasses.
Marcia, a man can drown in those eyes. All four of them.
Marcia smiled as she felt crimson flood into her cheeks. John took her hand and started speaking.
Marcia, I have something very important to ask you, but I'm not sure if it's the right time yet. Perhaps I must wait. Marcia, do I really know you?
Oh, of course, John!
I'm not sure. What I must ask you is most important. Perhaps we should spend more time together.
Marcia felt a twinge of disappointment, but she followed John out the door and all the way to the Madagascar Parks and Recreation Center, where he challenged her to a few games of ping pong and treated her to a number of M&M flurries.
Marcia, now that we've spent some quality time together, I think I'd like to ask you now. Marcia, what do you think of a fuller brush man?
I would marry him in a second. It's a very noble profession, you know.
You would? That's wonderful, Marcia. Marcia, I wanted to ask you.
Hello, you've reached Target. How may I help you?
Marcia, did you hear me?
Hi, I'm selling used vacuum cleaners. Would you like to see a demonstration?
Unfortunately, Marcia had some difficulties hearing John's urgent question. That night, she sat thinking, wondering about bouquets and wedding dresses. The next morning, another opportunity presented itself.
Marcia, I've been waiting to ask you something for a long, long time. Ever since I met you yesterday afternoon.
Marcia trembled uncontrollably and her heart pounded like a beating drum.
Now that we're getting to know each other a little better, I wanted to ask you something.
Anything, John!
Marcia, will you watch my pet chameleon when I leave for my trip to Bolivia?
What?
I realize that you're the only person that I can trust. Bubba gets us very homesick sometimes.
But John!
Don't forget to feed him twice a day. He also enjoys a bedtime snack. Bubba can be a very high-maintenance chameleon, you know. Oh yeah, make sure you get a 3 a.m. dose of the Lizard Grow. Bye now. Love ya.
Marcia was heartbroken. This unexpected twist of fate left her emotions in shambles. With tear-filled eyes, she boarded a plane which took her overseas and back to her small cottage in Wisconsin. About 2 years later, Marcia was watching a lonely episode of Wheel of Fortune when she heard a knock on the cottage door.
Hello, I'm selling! Marcia!
John, where's my art thou, John?
Hurry.
That's our show. Thanks for listening with us. Our talented actors are Abigail Isom as Marcia, the native and the Target employee, Jacob Isom as narrator, Cafe Noises and Birds, Caleb Sudry as John, extra, messenger, and music. The toilet flushing was a team effort. I'm Robert Sushi. If you would like to request a copy of today's episode, get a like.